This is John Matarazzo for Charisma News, and we are excited to have a couple in the studio to share their testimony story of how God has worked miracles in their lives. It is not just an age group, it's a mindset. They're from the Next Gen Prophets, and we're going to hear from Dalton and Rebecca Beckering in just a moment, right after this very short message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
We want to thank MyPillow for sponsoring the Charisma Podcast Network. Go to MyPillow.com to receive the Giza Dream Sheets for 60% off. You will receive a set for as low as $39.99. Also, for a limited time with any purchase, you will receive Mike's softcover book absolutely free when you use the promo code CHARISMA. Once again, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code CHARISMA or call 800-598-1793 for this amazing offer. This is John Matarazzo for Charisma News, and I am in the studio with Dalton and Rebecca Beckering from the Next Gen Prophets. They're part of our Charisma Podcast Network, and while they were in town in Orlando, we had the opportunity for them to come into this studio to share their testimony of how God has worked miraculously in their lives. So Dalton and Rebecca, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you for welcoming us to the studio.
Absolutely. It was such a blast when we heard that you guys are doing miracles, because miracles don't just come in one form. And I was really excited to share our testimony, because there's a lot of people praying for a miracle, and you may not realize that God already started with your miracle.
You're already prophesying. This is great. I don't think you guys can turn that off, which is a good thing. So I know at the end of this, you want to make sure that you're tuned in, because I just know in my spirit that Dalton and Rebecca have a word for you. And so you want to hear their story, but stay tuned for the powerful word that they're going to release later on in this episode. So I want to hear your story of the testimony that you guys have brought to share today.
Absolutely. When we were talking about what we wanted to share, there's a lot of things that we could have brought. But I wanted to share about the miracles that happen inside of you. And I'll tell you my experience with this and how it relates to my wife here. So when I was growing up, I was one of those people who had a huge poverty mentality. I didn't grow up with my father. My parents were both drug addicts. I have two half-brothers. Like, picture you're like, you're probably like Bollywood movie, and that's probably the story of my, that's the origin of my story. And I thought a lot of things were crazy. For example, when we first met, I thought it was absolutely insane that she wanted to obey her parents. She wanted to do specific things that I just never thought possible. And for me, I saw incredible change when I was spiritually parented by your parents. And for me, it was like I've lost the rebellious spirit that I had. I lost the poverty mentality where I had, where I didn't even think it was possible to do basic things like get a driver's license, get married, have kids, because the mentality that I had was so struck on not being able to do anything. And I know that's where a lot of you guys are today. If you're listening to this and you feel God can't do a miracle, God is not able to reach me where I'm at, that's just a lie from the devil. It's a mentality that he wants to break out of you, and he can do it. And I actually feel a lot of people are discouraged because they go, oh, like we were speaking earlier, God hasn't saved me from a 3,000-pound truck crushing me. He hasn't saved me from, you know, a specific illness. But don't you know that the wounds or the miracles that happen inside of us are also permanent?
Yeah.
And they actually affect more than our lives. They affect the people around us.
Very true.
You know, it's incredible to see those active everyday miracles. But the real miracle and the real change is what God does in you. He transforms you as a person. Being Apostle Craig and Collette's youngest daughter, as well as one of the Next Gen Prophet team members, we get to see God take people from a walk of life where they don't understand his love. They don't understand his grace. Mm. They're going through so many challenges in their life, and God transforms them. One in particular is my brother, Nathan Berry. So he originally came to the ministry and he was homosexual, and he had to go through a change of not being that to the place where today he is married with a wonderful wife.
To a woman.
Yes. To a woman,
praise
a
Lord.
Wife. Let's specify there.
Yes.
And they are doing the work of the ministry together. There was something that was gripping him and keeping him from fulfilling his ministry. And it's like, no, God doesn't want you to stay who you were, but he wants you to change and to become better. And you know, for me on the outside, what's so powerful about that is it lifts my faith seeing their story, what they went through, the power that God changed in them. It's no longer about finding the right word here. It's no longer about just me, but also seeing what they went through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it changes my life.
Yeah.
It changes my perspective. It gives me the ability to believe all things and trust all things that the Lord's doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I know whenever you're surrounded by miraculous things and the moves of God and how he's moving in different people's lives, it almost becomes something that you just take for granted, because it's like, this is how things are supposed to be. God is moving and we're just used to that. And you expect that. It changes your mentality from where you were to now you're in this place where you see God moving and it's like, oh, this is the way that it should be. But Dalton, you made mention earlier that you had a rebellious spirit and a poverty mentality. So I want to hear a little bit more detail about how it was that you were before you met Jesus, before you found your calling and being part of the Next Gen Prophets and marrying your wonderful wife here. So tell me a little bit more about your story. And like you said, there was a transformation from what to what?
Exactly. Well, when I say poverty mentality, a lot of people means that you buy chips, right? And you
What's
have
wrong
low...
with chips?
Nothing wrong with chips, but it means you have low expectations on life. Well, what I mean by poverty mentality is when I was about 4 or 5 years old, I was living underneath an abandoned house.
Mm.
I have specific memories of not having any shoes. I had one meal a day because the kind people would come in their meal truck and give me one meal a day. And
wow.
That's what I mean by poverty mentality. And like as I mentioned, both of my parents were drug addicts. I found out later on in life that my mom actually was into prostitution and stuff like that. And it was like, that's what I mean, my background.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys know that it's not just a physical thing. That's a spiritual thing.
Yeah,
that's
true.
A thing that grips you, that keeps you from growing in life, that keeps you bound to not even believe God. And so the way that things really changed is God sent me to the ministry of the Next Gen Prophets and Touch Ministries.
Hold on a second.
Okay, go ahead.
God didn't just send you from that. There's a few pieces that I think we're missing. We got to fill in those blanks before you say, I went from this to ministry.
Yes.
How did you get there? Come on.
Well, okay, so I had got, as I mentioned, my mom did get clean.
Okay.
And she went to a program, and I ended up living with her. So I was surrounded by people, women specifically, it was a women rehabilitation center, who were in that mentality, were in that mindset. And eventually we left that place, and I moved into my own house with my mom. It was actually an apartment. I never owned a house.
And you're how old at this time?
Like, must be 10 or 11. I spent about 6 years in that rehabilitation center.
Wow, okay.
And I guess you don't know any better, but my brothers kind of got into a similar life as my mom and my father. They got into gangs, they got into drugs, they got into all of that. And so you didn't really see a whole lot of separation from the generations to generation.
Mm.
But one thing I had was exercise and I guess, a strong will to be different from that.
Mm-hmm.
Worked really, really hard, and I ended up getting a full ride scholarship to play football in college. And so I was like, yes, things are getting different. I'm finally breaking away from that lifestyle. But no, I was still a man in poverty. I still had a spirit of rebellion and poverty inside of me. Nothing was different except for that I had earned enough experience, earned enough in life to get a scholarship. But nothing inside of me was changed. And there's a lot of people who I even feel in the spirit, you guys are so sad or you're so upset because you feel like God gave you a break and you ruined it. Or you feel like, oh, I didn't do this right. I ruined the opportunity. But here's what happened next.
There we go. Come on.
I had the full ride, but I was watching everyone around me, even though they had full ride scholarships, throw their lives away. They would finish their 5 years or 4 years that they had, and they would have no education. They would have no relationships, and they threw their life away. And I was like, Father, since I was a kid, I knew I was going to serve you. I want to serve you. So whatever you need to do to get me to be somebody who can serve, give their life to you, I want that. And so I left my scholarship. I went and pursued him the only way that I knew how to. And he started giving me direction. He's like, all right, I want you to start doing this. I want you to start doing that.
And what were some of those things that
well,
you
for
felt
example,
called to do?
My mom was actually enrolled into the ministry that your parents have, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the AMI Prophetic School. And so he was like, okay.
So your mom got saved.
So if we backtrack, my mom got saved since I was 5 or 6 years old.
Okay.
Right around that time. I was a Christian.
And then she got clean. I wasn't sure when that happened in that process. So you grew up knowing Jesus but having a poverty mentality.
Yeah.
Yes.
That. Okay. So my mom, that was a Christian women rehabilitation center.
Great.
For women who were on drugs. And so, yes, I actually got saved when I was like 5 or 6 years old. There was a preacher who came to the ministry center, and I don't know what he had, but I looked at this guy and I was like, I want what you got. And I stayed after everybody else left, and I was like, can you please pray for me? I want to be a pastor when I get older. And so he prayed for me, and it was crazy things. Like, I accepted Jesus into my heart, and then I started like realizing like supernatural things would happen. Like, Jesus, can I please have roller skates? And next day, knock on the door. Hey, we want to donate roller skates to people, and we know that you have two boys, so I'd give them away. Or my mom, she's like 5 foot nothing Mexican lady, and she's like, hey, well, this lady's got a mark on her neck that's bit. She's got bit by a bug. Can you pray for her? I was like, no, mom. She's like, mijo, she needs prayer. And so I would put my hand on her neck and prayed for her, and it would see healing, stuff like that.
Wow.
But that wasn't common. It was just right when I got saved. But so, yes, I gave my life to the Lord very young, and that's what I sang to you earlier. I'm marked by you. I'm marked by you, God, and I need to serve you. And so
You throw away the scholarship, or not throw it away. You place it aside because you're going to say, God, I'm doing whatever you call me to do.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, it was just an escape going to college. But, I guess you can say threw it away, put aside, however you want to say it. But I needed to pursue what was most important, and that was God. Because I only have, at max, 120 years on this earth. I'm not going to spend it wasting my time in college. And so
The college is a waste, but it was not your calling. I just want to be clear about that. Yeah.
Yeah, the college is not a waste at all. It's not what I'm saying. Just when you're marked by God, you don't want to spend any less time doing anything else
but
pursuing that.
That's good.
So, yeah, left college, was working warehouse jobs, was praying day and night, and my mom's going to graduate from that AMI Prophetic School where I met Rebecca.
Yep.
And God tells me, hey, I need you to go to this graduation because you might meet your wife there. And I was praying for a wife as well. It's like, well, I'm there. And so I told my mom's like, okay, mijo. Like, she kind of threw me off. I was like, God just told me I need to come to this event because I'm going to meet my wife then. And so I went, showed up, I saw Rebecca, I'm like, this is my wife. This is the one. She didn't know it. I don't recommend if you get a word from God saying that you're going to meet your wife, don't go tell them right away. Just wait on it.
That's just wisdom. Sometimes you need to, you know, test the word a little bit before you go and proclaim it. Yeah.
As a woman, sometimes it's creepy. You're like, okay, stranger.
How many other guys have told you that?
Yeah, right. That's a good pickup point. But from there, I connected with the ministry. And God, they opened up the door for me to come and join the ministry, even through something as small as just watching their dogs while they were away on a trip. They tested me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm game because I need the help. But this is where the true miracle happened, as you guys understand the progression of the story.
Yeah.
None of that prayer, none of that calling on my life, none of me reaching out to God removed the poverty mentality to me, removed the rebellious spirit, removed the fact that I was a child who grew up without a father, who grew up with all the curses and generational things from my past. Nothing changed yet. It was only once I connected with my spiritual parents and they started working with me on showing me, giving me their DNA and displacing the poverty mentality, the rebellious spirit. And it was a daily walk. And I want to tell you guys that miracles aren't just snap moments, 3-second moments, 5-second moments. Sometimes your miracle is a progression of minor changes around the people around you. And I was talking earlier to my wife about it, and I was like, everybody wants that miraculous, like, you get to tell a great story about it. And we look at the story of Paul, where he got knocked off of the horse and he was blind for 3 days. Well, that's not the miracle. The miracle that he had a whole change of heart and a whole change of perspective that led him to become the apostle who could write 2/3 in the New Testament. And that's what happened with me. It was a progression. It wasn't that the miracle wasn't that I gave up my scholarship to serve God. It was that I had an internal transformation through the people around me who could help me displace that poverty mentality. And Rebecca was there the entire time. She saw me come from this guy who was very proud and very arrogant and all those things that you associate with yourself when you're not in the will of the Lord, and become something different. What was that like for you?
I was just about to say, oh my goodness, that was very interesting. Because at that time, we started dating while he was going through that transformation. And it was like seeing him come and, my parents became his spiritual parents. And he would come to them and get the help that he needed. Because it's like, you have to go and get help somewhere for that transformation to come about. And he would sit on their bed at night, and he would talk with them about, you know, the struggles he's facing. I don't understand this. Why do I battle with this? And then they would come and they would explain. Being that we're prophets, we would get the prophetic word, and then they would administer healing to him in those circumstances. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it was almost instant to see the change that started to come about from him. He was a wild stallion wanting to pull away like he said earlier, it's like, why?
He had that rebellious
spirit. Yes, he had that rebellious spirit. But after getting healing, after getting understanding, guess what? He started coming in line isn't the right word, but he started coming in line. He started becoming part of the family. And it's like, it wasn't just him anymore. It was us together. He let go of the old mindset, the one that separated us, actually, with his poverty mentality and with his rebelliousness. We couldn't flow together like we should have. It's like it kept a barrier between us from ministering to God's people, from, you know, actually just getting the promises God had on our lives, especially when we came into that stage of being married. He was still working through it. I mean, you know, these processes take a long time because sometimes the person needs to be in a place where they're ready for that change to come about in themselves. Mm-hmm. It's not that you're not unwilling. It's not that you don't want to change, but it's like you need to be ready in yourself as a person. You know, God shows you the change that you need to go and taking that step. And it was like, as he took those steps for change, it was like, okay, just on a basic level, we battled a lot with like theft. As funny as like oh, we accidentally left groceries at the store.
Yeah.
I remember we had that on honeymoon. Or what, this bill came out of our account. Where did that come from? And it was like there was that poverty and that theft that came about. Mm-hmm. But then he went and got ministry and the displacement and said, okay, Jesus, wow, I need something to change here. And instead of having that theft, hey, look at this. Someone gave us a gift card. Look at this. There is a bonus or something of that sort. And just blessing started to follow us. And it's like he got rid of that old DNA and God started giving him a new DNA, one of blessing and prosperity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, as you guys are talking about this, I'm reminded about what Paul writes in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, that you guys are really walking that out and demonstrating that. You know, I have to say that, you know, right in front of me, you guys are wearing your shirts that say Next Gen Prophets, you know. But you also have a next gen that is in the process of growing inside of you.
Yes, we
do. You know, we have these things that you've talked about, these generational issues
yeah,
that have came up in your life and you've dealt with them. Talk about what it is like being, you know, parents, pending parents, you know, and how you are going to raise your children with this mindset of not walking in poverty. Like, tell me about like what God is doing, because I can see that there's healing happening in this birth.
Absolutely. And I love that you brought that up. Remember I told you that sometimes external miracles only bless kind of one person? Like, you get to share your testimony, and that's how it blesses people. But when these internal miracles, was what I'm calling, and I'm just making that up, where the miracles happen inside of you, they bless so many people. And my son will never have to know. Atticus Kai Beckering, that's what we decided to name him. My son will never know the life that I lived. He'll never know the poverty, the rebelliousness. He'll have love in his heart.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have the prosperity and mentality where he's a giver and a servant. He'll have the beautiful things that I never had growing up because I didn't have a father. I didn't know any better. And I guess the healing part of it is knowing not just that he will have a better life, but that he will be a blessing to so many people. He is the next generation. Like you said, we're wearing the Next Gen Prophets shirts, but like you said, you opened up. It's not an age group, it's a mindset. And if this message blesses anybody, it's this. God is miraculously changing your mindset because your miracle is going to come as you bless other people. And that doesn't even, even as a prophet, guys, I'm just picking it up for you. This is how we Next Gen throw down. Stop thinking about your age. It's not too old for your miracle. It's not too, you're not too old for your change to happen. Go get connected with the right people. Join that church. Follow the right group. Get connected, because your miracle is not going to happen alone in your prayer closet. It's going to happen amongst a group of people who are going to help you change what you never knew that you needed to change.
Mm-hmm. Amen, exactly. And I just want to, you know, go back to that point of, yeah, we're pregnant. We have our own son on the way. And it's a blessing to see, because for me growing up, I knew these little miracles, you know. We weren't rolling in it, but God always took care of us and always gave us what we needed. And it's like for this child, God's always given us the same promise.
Yeah.
This child will not know lack. This child is blessed by me and will be taken care of. And it's like I can trust in that, knowing that God's got us, and not just us, but this child. And it's because we paid a price to be there. I mean, in myself, I had to give up ideas of how I thought our marriage would be, of how I thought even, you know, those miracles would come about in our life. It's like I had to go through a transformation myself. And as a result, our child now gets to have the blessing from it. It's like when you're going through a transformation and through a process, it doesn't just affect you. It affects everybody else around you.
Amen.
They receive the blessing from that. They receive the abundance that the Lord gives you. And it's like, I'm proud to be married to my husband and to see where he came from to where he is today and to participate in that blessing. Our family, we have our own blessing from the Lord because of the changes we went through together.
Yeah. That's so beautiful, you guys. That is so beautiful. And yes, you literally are waiting on the miracle of birth, but you are the miracle that God has done that's been a progressive miracle mm-hmm. of changing and renewing your mind and transforming that, you know, you're now to the place where your child won't have to deal with those things. And, you know, I'm going to defer to you guys, but I'm feeling that, you know, this whole thing of poverty mentality and, you know, people struggle with that.
Mm-hmm.
And breaking those curses over this, it's a generational thing, mm-hmm. and it's being broken in your family. Could you release a blessing and a prayer for people that are dealing with that, especially if it's a generational issue? And then anything else that God has put on your heart, I just want to let you guys, turn you guys loose a little bit before we wrap up here.
Absolutely. We'd love to pray for you guys. Just get your heart open, get your mind open, because God will do it for you. So, Father, we just speak your blessing over them right now. Where they're in their struggle, where they're in torment in their own mind, rebuke the voice of the enemy that's been lying to you, that has been giving you a false image of who you are and who you need to be. I break that lie in Jesus' name, and I call you into the next season. I arrange those circumstances in the spirit, and I speak blessing and favor over you now. And where the enemy has bound you up in chains, we break those chains in Jesus' name. And Holy Spirit, we just give you license to lead them and to guide them as they reach out to you now. And Father, I just pray that they pray the right prayers, that their heart is the right position, that their mind is in the right position to receive from you. And I call them to have wisdom, that they can connect with the right groups and the right people who can be active in their life. But we just speak your love and your blessing into their life, Lord. For you have not gone on this process for no reason, says the Lord. You will be a miracle to other people. And just by you going through this process, you will shape the lives of the people around you. Do not think that you went through this process for no reason. You are meant to be my shining light, and the light shines brightest in the darkness. But so you have known darkness, so that you can know the light inside of you, says the Lord. So do not be angry about the process that you've been through. Do not be upset. Rejoice, for I'm about to flip the switch in your life, and you will walk in freedom and prosperity and lead others through the same process you've been through, says the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. I stand in agreement with that. Lord, I just thank you for the circumstances to be arranged in each person, the one you called for that healing. I thank you, Father, that this healing can come about. And just in the spirit, I see how the Lord is shifting you into a set of circumstances where he wants you to be healed. He wants you to have that healing come about in you. And it's scary. It's really scary taking that step because the hurt's there. The fear is there. That doubt of will I ever change is there. Yes, God promised it to you. He gave it to you. The change is here for you. Take that step towards the Lord. Get the help you need. You know, go to your pastor. Go to that minister that you trust. You are never a hindrance to God. God wants to bless you and he wants to love you. Just take that step and follow in the circumstances that he has set for you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you guys for ministering and just releasing those words. I just want to encourage everybody listening that if you've related to that and you've received those words, please let us know what God is doing in your life. We want to be able to connect with you and hear what you have to say. And how God is moving. And we want to hear your testimony too. In the episode description here, you should be able to email us or connect with us there. There'll be a way to reach out to us, but we want to hear how God is moving in your life. Dalton and Rebecca, I just want to thank you guys so much for being a part of the Charisma Podcast Network with the Next Gen Prophets team. And your podcast is awesome. I listen to it. It's a whole group. I mean, Apostles Craig and Colette, Toach, they do most of them, but it's a whole team, and I've gotten to know you guys, and it's awesome to be able to hear your testimony, and I'm grateful that you've been able to share with us, and looking forward to meeting your son in the next time around. So, guys, thank you so much for being here, and God bless you.
Thanks so much, John. God bless you guys.
Bye, everyone.
This is John Matarazzo for the Charisma News Podcast. God bless you.